Mayoral and council elections around Arizona are nonpartisan, and the state Supreme Court has affirmed that direction. But Republican lawmaker Jay Lawrence of Scottsdale wants that to change. He's introducing legislation to require council and mayoral candidates to tell voters whether they're Republicans or Democrats. So does that make sense, and what are the potential pros and cons? David Schleicher is a Yale law professor who has done extensive research on nonpartisan elections, and he's with me. So, David, is there really a nonpartisan way to pick up the garbage or fix potholes?
So it sort of depends on what you mean by nonpartisan. That's a professor's answer. But if you mean, is there an ideology to picking up garbage or any other area of urban policy, the answer is yes, there are definitely ideologies. There are people who believe in privatization of garbage services. There are people who believe in providing garbage services once a week, twice a week, all these things that are essentially arguments about the best way to provide garbage service, and there are differing beliefs about this. Is there a Republican or Democratic way? Now, that's a different question. Across many issues of urban policy, our national political parties don't divide cities ideologically across the ground. So it's not obvious that there's a Democratic way to pick up garbage, but that doesn't mean there aren't differing beliefs about how to pick up garbage.
Definitely when it comes to, at least here in Arizona, state legislature, very, very low approval ratings. We know how Congress is seen. And yet mayors, city councils tend to do a little bit better. Does that have anything to do with the fact that even though, wink, wink, we don't know what parties they are, it's technically nonpartisan?
So it could. It could also do with other things, though, which is, for instance, people get to choose which city they move to. And even in stay in their jobs, they will have a choice of many of multiple jurisdictions in which to live. And so they're sorting across cities. So do you choose to live in this suburb or that suburb? Well, one of the reasons you might make that decision is based on the government services that are provided there, which would lead you to be happier with them. Another possibility is that people don't really have much idea what cities are doing. And so they may not blame cities for things because they don't have any idea what the city government is doing.
So Arizona typically, statewide at least, has been a Republican-leaning state, if not even stronger than that. And so this legislation that's been brought up by a Republican lawmaker wants to then force cities and communities around this state to reveal the partisanship and have clear party labels when it comes to people running for office and this kind of thing. Does it make sense that someone in the dominant party would introduce this in terms of some sort of strategy?
People in local elections, at least outside of small towns, will frequently follow the party they support across all types of elections. That means Republicans will vote for Republicans for city council, Republicans for state legislature, and Republicans for Congress, even if the meaning of Republican at the local level is not super informative. So it does make sense that a party that's dominant would seek to have the party label on the ballot such that because that would result in their co-partisans winning races. On the other hand, in the context of Arizona, frequently, and this is true across the country, frequently bigger cities are not Republican. And so what you'd expect in those places with the introduction of party ballots would be that if Democrats generally win presidential races in Tucson, they'd probably also win city council races. One other thing that I should add is that the proposed legislation seems pretty clearly unconstitutional under the Arizona Constitution. There was a case 50 years ago in Phoenix, or more than 50 years ago, called Strode, which is the exact same fact pattern. The state legislature attempted to impose partisan elections on Phoenix, which had nonpartisan elections. And the Arizona Supreme Court firmly rejected this. And the Arizona Supreme Court has referred to this decision in Strode in more recent cases involving the city of Tucson and its very strange mechanism for choosing city councilors with primaries that are ward-based, but general elections that are at large.
As we lean more toward more and more people becoming independent, are there any particular pros to partisanship? If the parties get involved, is there a chance that more information is available to voters, for example?
So while more voters are formally independent, their voting behavior is not more independent in the sense of swinging between the parties. In fact, voters are pretty clearly less independent than they were in the sense that people who voted for Republicans will continue voting for Republicans and will vote for Republicans across all elections to a greater degree than they used to be. They may not be members of the party. They may not register with the party. But most independents are, in fact, vote-like partisans. The second thing is that does having the party label on the ballot provide information? The answer is yes. You learn certain things about people who are running for office by their party label. For instance, when someone runs for Congress, you learn virtually everything useful you might want to know about them by knowing their political party. For city councilors, it's a much more complicated inquiry. You learn some things about them where there are clearly defined Republican and Democratic stances on local issues. Learning whether someone's a Republican or a Democrat will tell you something about that. On the other hand, if most issues don't divide the parties on the local level, you may only be learning about some issues and have no information about the others, and this may lead you to vote in a partisan manner when you actually would support on local issues a member of another party, but the salient information, the party label, kind of crowds that out.
If you were to say more pros, more cons, would you? Is there one way you would lean in particular as far as whether partisanship makes sense at these local elections or not?
The ideal policy would be one that introduced party information on the local ballot, but that allowed for differentiation of that party information for the city, so that if voters had a clear idea that Tucson Democrat meant something different than National Democrat, and the local Democratic Party was able to tailor itself across local issues, that would be the ideal thing. You'd want voters to have information about the way politicians are going to behave in office when they vote. And so party information is a good mechanism for providing that information. It's on the ballot. The ideal thing you'd want is for that information to be tailored to the local issues. And so in some cities around the world, you've seen the development of local-only political parties. So in Vancouver, in Canada, this is what you've seen. In the United States, you haven't seen that for the most part. On the other hand, there are situations in which a local party or state party gets differentiated from the national party brand.
David Schleicher is a professor of law at Yale Law School. Professor, thanks very much for the time and Happy New Year.
Okay, you too.